On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez returning to the studio. Jesus from The Walking Dead, actor Tom Payne. Welcome back, man.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So, big season coming up. Big season. I hear you are. It's a big focus. Season 8 just officially kicked off, and it's an all-out war, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the most action-packed scene you guys have had yet? Well, I mean, because there's been a lot.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, especially these first few episodes, there's action-packed scenes every 5 minutes. Like, we were incredibly excited every episode that we got, the scripts each week. We were like, well, there's no way. I mean, this episode is huge. They can't do anything bigger than that. And every week they managed it. And there's deaths all over the place and big explosions and fighting and Jesus ninja skills come out. And it's all balls to the wall action, which is great.
Jesus ninja skills. I mean, that just right there, you got to tune in. So what can you tell us about Jesus and what he's doing this season?
So Jesus is becoming more of a part of the team. Like, he's been a bit of a loner in the past at the Hilltop, but Maggie kind of brought him a bit more into the Hilltop, and he's becoming a bit more family orientated. And he decided that, yeah, he wants to help Rick, take the fight back to Negan. So he gets more involved in the group. And in the first few episodes, it's very intense. And there's a particular moment where Jesus makes a certain, decision, which, of the best way to proceed with the situation. And I think, the audience, some will take his side and some will take the other side. And I happen to think he did the right thing, but I'm interested to see. Well, I hope so. Like, he's quite moralistic and like, this is the right thing to do.
Is he conflicted with all the fighting?
Yeah, I mean, he's someone who would rather avoid conflict, but I think he understands that there's the greater good, and he needs to fight for that.
Yeah.
And fight for what is right. But he wants it to be done in the right way.
Of course. Now, last season was pretty dark. Is the tone different this season?
The tone is, because there's a lot more action, the tone is a lot more upbeat and exciting, and there's stuff happening, like I said, every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's also people leaving the show every 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of death that happens this year because it's a war, right?
Right.
And so I think this is a season where I'll be watching a lot of the reaction videos on YouTube, because there's lots of moments where I want to see people get shocked and surprised by what's happening. And I think that will happen a bunch of times.
And did you have to do any physical training, any martial arts training?
Yeah, I went back to my trainer, because I knew, it being the war, that I mean, there had to be some kind of action for Jesus. And there's one particular fight coming up in the next few weeks, which I trained really hard for. And I'm really excited to see on screen, because we worked hard and we shot all the angles. So if the edit comes together well, then it should be really exciting for the fans. Yeah.
Well, Jesus whooping ass, there's no cooler visual than that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you know?
Exactly. With the hair flowing and everything.
Right. That's great. That's a great Halloween costume.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
right?
Halloween costume. It's very hot Halloween costume.
Yeah.
So maybe in LA, in the colder parts of America.
East Coast Halloween costume.
It's a good
costume.
East Coast Halloween costume. Absolutely.
And I can't believe it's been 100 episodes already.
Yeah.
So how long do you think the show should go on before it wears out? Well, it's welcome.
I mean, honestly, I think the network will keep it going for a while longer. They keep talking about setting up the next 100 episodes, you know.
Right.
And the truth is, like, we could lose half the audience and still be this huge television show on cable. So they'll keep it going.
Right. Potential spinoffs, you never know.
Yeah, well, there's already Fear, and Kirkman teased that there's going to be a crossover at some point in the next year or so. They'll keep it going. But for me personally, like, you know, you always want a story to have a beginning, middle, and end, you know, so there should be a resolution. I would rather that they didn't like drag it out as long as they could.
Yes.
But the comic books are still going, you know, and there is still some bad guys down the line who I think are even better than Negan. So, I would at least like to get to the next big bad before anything finished.
And obviously, Tom, Halloween's around the corner. Is it as big in the UK or?
Not quite in the same way, but it has. I mean, I've been living here for 7 years now, and I haven't been back for Halloween in that time. But
growing up, were you excited for it as a kid?
Not in the same way as America.
Really?
We didn't do trick-or-treating in the same way. But, you know, there were Halloween parties and stuff. But coming here is just a whole other deal. You know,
yeah,
like, I live in West Hollywood, and there's the whole parade down Santa Monica Boulevard.
That's Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's absolutely insane. But it's great, like, just to walk down there and check it all out.
Right.
And Andy was telling me how his kids were super excited for one that happens in Atlanta. And, like, yeah, you guys do that really well. It's a fun night out.
Will you dress up this year?
I dress up for a job every day.
That's true.
Like, I can watch everyone else do the dress up, and that's fine.
Good point. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot again. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Okay.
current song obsession?
Oh, okay. You're not giving me a one or the other?
No, no one or the other. He wanted options. Multiple choices.
What's that song? I keep my hands on myself. That really fast one that's on right now. That one.
Yeah, that's a good song.
What is it? It's like everywhere right now.
Portugal the Man, isn't it?
That's it. Portugal the Man. Yeah, that one.
Good, Nichols. Very good.
Nice. You gotta know that.
I like that
one. Do you sing?
Yeah.
A little bit. I can tell just by that little hum. I was like, oh, okay, he's got a voice. Is that something? Did you do musical theater coming up?
No, but I really enjoy singing. And my girlfriend's a singer, and we've been working on some stuff. And we'll see. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Last movie you saw in theaters?
Blade Runner 2049, like 2 nights ago.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I really did, actually. And it didn't feel like it was 2.5 hours. And I liked it. It was a simple story, and the visuals were so awesome. Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
TV show from the past that you would reboot?
Oof. Quantum Leap.
Yes. Love Quantum Leap.
That just like jumped into my head.
Wasn't that Quantum the best Leap? Show? Because there's so many eras and periods and things you can
go to.
Yes.
Show. I used to go.
I'm surprised they haven't done it, by the way, again.
No, I know. They might do. No.
It might be. Yeah.
I used to watch that with my mum. She used to let me stay up late to watch that in England.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah, man.
He's a great guy, too.
That was great. Yeah, it's Quantum Leap.
Nickname growing up?
Pixie. Because I have pointy ears.
Huh.
Yeah. Really masculine.
Yeah. I can't imagine you embracing that.
No. I was like, that one didn't hang around for too long, but it was definitely there.
Well, it's better than the last guy asked. His was foreskin.
Oh, my God.
Okay, pardon me. But that's what he said, isn't it?
That is not a lie.
That is not a lie. And last one, what superpower would you like?
Flying, I think. I think flight is a good one. First of all, because you can, you don't have to be going to the airport and waiting at the airport for like however long. You know,
it's just convenient.
Yeah, good. And you get a great view from up there. So yeah.
Have you done the Walking Dead maze here at Universal?
More times than I care to mention.
Right. It's fun though. Yeah,
it is fun.
Next
fun.
Level. For
I'm actually doing it again tomorrow morning.
Oh my gosh! Really?
We did it for Talking Dead 2 nights ago. I think it was. Yeah. Right. And so that should be airing next weekend, I think. And that was fun. And no, it's good. I actually really enjoy those Halloween Horror Nights that they do as well.
Yeah.
They go pretty far, the Universal one.
The production is just incredible. And if you're in the LA area, Universal Halloween Horror Nights is top notch. And Walking Dead has an incredible maze. And The Walking Dead, the TV show, meanwhile, of course, airs Sundays on AMC. And you can follow him on Twitter at @JustAnActor.
Yes. Great. And Instagram at @TheTPain.
At the T-Pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, not to there be confused with the rapper.
No, exactly. Actually, who was that? Lil Jon was at the premiere last night.
Lil
Jon. Just hanging out. Yeah. Wait, that's Lil Jon. Interesting.
Random.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.